listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where all the data is structured. Now, straight from the eBay catalog, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. There's no time like the present. Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
You know, there's still time to get eBay-branded holiday-themed tape, tissue paper, and stickers to add a festive eBay flair to your packages.
Is there?
This year's limited edition holiday shipping supplies come in bright red and ice blue for a fun finishing touch of class that captures the spirit of the season. eBay store subscribers can use their Q4 coupons, but if you don't have a store or have already used your coupon, not to worry. Prices and quantities are still available to fit any budget. And to purchase your eBay-branded holiday shipping supplies, go to ebay.com/supplies. So you can still order them in your
Well, that's good to know.
Hey, we were going to mention the Airstream, and then you were going to tell us about your
garage.
Yeah. So let me talk about the Airstream for a moment first.
Okay.
So it's eBay's holiday Airstream, and they did this last year. They're on a multi-city tour. It kicked off in the Big Apple on Black Friday with the theme, Did You Check eBay? And that Hollywood Airstream is rolling into a total of 5 cities across the country with a curated collection of the season's most sought-after items. And visitors can try their hand at an interactive claw machine, a high-tech take on the beloved arcade game, to literally grab some of the season's hottest items. And shoppers can also chat with a Google Home device, which leverages the eBay Shopping Assistant's artificial intelligence technology. Through simple voice conversations, shoppers will receive personalized gift ideas that they can order right on the spot. So the Airstream is in Chicago today and tomorrow at Pioneer Court from 12 noon to 7 p.m. local time. Then it heads for Denver, Colorado on December 4th and 5th. Then to Seattle on December 9th and 10th, and finally, San Jose, California.
Finally.
On December 16th and 17th. I'm sure that's coming home, you know.
Yeah.
You can find its schedule at ebay.com/Airstream. So, what's going on with the garage?
I sat myself down and I had myself a little intervention.
And what did your
mind
tell yourself?
That we could not afford another phone call from the producers of Hoarders. That we could only, you know, we could only hold them off for so long and that you had to do something about it. So I've decided to liquidate 75% of my unlisted inventory. And I have shirts that I bought four or five years ago and I still haven't listed. And I should have never bought them to begin with. So I'm going through keeping a record and every single piece of inventory I'm saying, do I want to keep this to sell or do I want to get rid of it? And the goal is 75%. And I'm pushing 80% of all the stuff I'm looking at. I'm just saying if it isn't really super clean, good condition, and it's a good brand and it's an attractive shirt I know someone will want, I'm getting rid of it.
You might want to try also if you're doing it by your by the segments again, you know,
no, the sectors. No. Well, kind of, but
because
not.
And I'll tell you why. If you did it by the sectors – everything, you have your 3 stacks, right? This is going to be sold on eBay. This is going to be donated. This is going to be thrown away.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. So do that weekend with your first sector. Go ahead and do those things. Okay? Instead of waiting till you get the whole garage done and then doing it, my suggestion is to get rid of the piles each weekend.
That's what I'm doing.
Good.
I've done it. I had 2 nights. Or 2 days, I was working Monday and Tuesday doing this while I had other stuff going on. And Rob was great because he's here, he's helping. I think it was 40 bags of shirts to bring back.
Oh, my.
And I'm just bringing them to Savers and just getting a tax certificate. And I'm keeping track of costs so I can, you know, write off the cost of goods I paid originally.
Because this is all because you just got ahead of yourself.
Yeah, and I need to get my garage and my life in order. So I'm cleaning out everything that doesn't mean anything. And it's fun. It's like a great purge. It's kind of like an ice water enema for your inventory.
It always feels good.
Right.
When you get that cleaned up and stuff thrown out.
It wakes you right up in the morning.
It really does.
Yahoo!
You got it. Right. Well, I'm glad you're on top of that.
And I've made some progress. So you actually can see a little bit of progress, but the 40 bags is just the start. My estimate is that there'll be 300 or 400 bags by the time I'm done.
Really?
And I don't think I can bring them all to the same saver. So, you know, we made our third or fourth trip there, and they said, my, I think we're set for shirts for life. And I'm thinking, yeah, we'll have to go to another one. Because there's just not, I mean, they got giving them a lot of stuff. So if you're in the San Jose area, go to the San Jose Sabres and look for shirts, because there's going to be a whole bunch of new and some of them are great. They're not crappy inventory. It's just I'm really focusing now on shoes.
On shoes and purse. You still focusing on colognes and things?
Yeah, I got 2,500 bottles of Sol, babe.
Well, that'll do it right there.
Someone's going to smell great.
So have you been buying those through the years, Griff?
Yes. Yes, I have been.
So yeah. You see something you like and you know it's good and you buy it?
Well, most of the stuff is stuff I bought to resell starting in late 2011 or early 2012. And it was when I was somewhere doing my typical Griff pontificating about everything I know about business. And someone at a laptop said, hey, I just checked your listing. You only have two things for sale. What makes you so smart? And I said, touche, dude. I got to start selling more seriously because I had let it lax over the years. So I decided I was going to sell shirts. That's what I picked up on. And I went out and I started buying a lot of shirts. And of course, and most sellers who are in the sound of my voice are going to identify with this. It's a lot more fun, a lot easier to buy stuff than it is to list it. It's fun.
Oh, yeah. That's the fun part.
Oh, you go on the hunt with your shopping cart. You're going through the racks looking for a little gem, and you don't find the gem. So you settle for a lot of other stuff that you put in the cart and bring home, and it ends up in a bag, and it sits there. I found one bag. There must have been a leak in a roof, and there was one bag that was just black mold. There were some nice shirts in it. There was like a really good Pendleton plaid shirt I could have sold for a lot. And it was just destroyed. I had to put that in the garbage. But it was only one bag. And I got to call the roofing company.
Well.
Live and learn, babe.
I know, honey. But you're doing the right thing.
Thank you.
You are. I mean, what's the use, you know, of keeping your garage filled with stuff that you're never going to get to?
Never, ever, ever going to use.
Give us a call and tell us how you handle your dead piles. 888 Radio 30, 888-723.
Dead piles, that's good.
4630. Yeah, that's what they call them, dead piles.
Dead piles.
888-723-4630. So I'm looking through my email here.
Yeah, what are you finding?
I've lost it. I have absolutely lost the email I was going to read to you.
Oh, that's too bad.
Okay, let's see. Oh, no, that's a thank you for using my store.
Oh,
yeah, because I bought things on eBay. What did you buy? What have you bought lately?
What have I bought on eBay? Shirt.
That is too funny, Griff.
Well, you know, I buy these to wear. So let's see. He doesn't listen to the show, so I think I'm safe.
Okay.
I bought my ex-partner some interesting historical stuff that relates to the house that we own in Vermont, and he's going to get that as a surprise. I bought 5 pounds of Bitto honey candy because, you know, it's not enough to be pre-diabetic. I bought.
You got to go full bore or
full
nothing.
Bore. I bought two bottles of cologne. And I bought some, this stuff that a former colleague turned me on for dog pee and rugs. It's called anti-icky poo and it comes in gallons and you can buy it on eBay and it's great stuff. I bought two LED lamps for my bedroom and my office. I bought a purple shirt to wear, a green shirt. I bought some VitaFusion COQ10 gummy vitamins because, you know, my heart at my age. I bought some Sam E because, you know, I get depressed. I bought a new cover for my Galaxy Note 5, and it is brilliant. If you have a Galaxy phone.
I do. They have a Galaxy Note 5, as a matter of fact.
So there's a cover that they make now that has the front panel, it's plastic. It's really great. It's lightweight, but the cover is semi see-through. And when you close your phone, you can see the time. It has a chip in it that tells the phone to display the time in a different way. And it's great. So I bought that. I got a great deal of that. I bought a pair of red Nikes. I bought a purple shirt, a green shirt, a gray shirt. I bought a touch-free sensor trash can, another shirt. I bought a bunch of Galaxy wall chargers and cords. I bought a pair of green Skechers. I bought two lightning cables for Howie. I bought an antique 12-drawer 19th-century dovetailed oak apothecary cabinet that I love, another shirt. I bought a felt backpack, a pair of blue shoes,
a
green hat.
Are these all for gifts?
No, these are all for me. They're gifts for me. Yeah, they're gifts. Okay. They're gifts for me.
For you.
Yeah.
Well, you win. I only bought two things over the weekend.
So you're a piker.
I bought Lucky Brand Openwork Tassel Two-Tone Pendant Necklace.
I was going to buy that. Oh,
that damn. That's for a gift.
Yeah.
And
for me?
And then for myself, I bought Scarlet Red Silicone Small New Wristband, band strap, bracelet for Fitbit Blaze.
Oh, you have a Fitbit. That's right.
I do.
Someday you'll actually use it, right?
Oh, I wear it every day.
You do?
As a matter of fact, I look at my steps.
Would you have it
evening.
On the sedentary setting?
No. Oh, you're just too funny.
Yeah.
It helps me sleep, too. It tells me what I slept that night.
How does it help you sleep?
Okay.
Does it like sing, soft kitty, warm kitty, little ball of fur?
Yeah, after the gang from Big Bang Theory comes over and sings that.
Right.
Then what happens is you sleep with your Fitbit on.
Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, it tells you how many hours you slept, how many hours of deep sleep you got, how many hours of REM sleep, and how many hours of light sleep.
How does it
minutes.
Know that?
It knows everything. It does. I'm absolutely serious. I love this thing. It has helped me go to bed earlier.
Well, why don't you marry it?
It's helped me get my hours of sleep that I need.
Mm.
And I do use my Fitbit. Hey, Debbie Weider is on. We're going to talk to her in just a minute.
All right, you never know what's going to happen in the next segment. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a call, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You want to connect with your customers, but keeping up with email from multiple selling channels, as well as messages on social media, is a job all by itself. You've got product sourcing, listing, and shipping to do, along with having a life. Meet Reply Manager, the inbox that connects you with your customers. Reply Manager makes communicating with your buyers simple, fast, and personal. Reply Manager brings all your messages into one central inbox, keeping email threads intact. No more switching between multiple accounts and screens. Automated workflows, such as sorting messages into folders, speeding up your response time, and smart autoresponders and personalization hashtags give every response a personal touch. Reply Manager can be used by multiple team members, letting you keep track of who's answering what. Try Reply Manager for free for 14 days. No credit card required at replymanager.com/eBay Radio.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
With Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Festivus almost upon us, the Q4 Marathon is coming into its home stretch. Last year, holiday e-commerce sales totaled $94.7 billion, and this year, they're predicted to top $100 billion for the first time ever. Get your share of this retail figgy pudding by listing, listing, listing. Then go all out with promotions and deals. Try bundling or quantity discounts or free shipping when buyers spend X amount. Send repeat customers a codeless coupon. Market your promotions via social media and your store newsletter. And add a holiday greeting to your packing slips. Just don't get so wrapped up in selling that you miss out on the joys of the season.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone. Even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show with the same day handling time. Here's Griffin Lee.
Hello and welcome back.
Oh, sorry, I was talking
to myself.
That's
okay. This segment is brought to you by whom?
It's brought to you by WorthPoint.
No, I don't think it is.
No, it's not. I was trying to see if you were on the ball. So it's brought to you by stamps.com. So high marks for you, Lee. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. We've got a penny for your thoughts. So put in your 2 cents worth at 888 Radio 30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630. Oh my heavens. Do I hear a
eBay Radio popping?
Who is it?
Well, have a seat.
Well, who is it?
Oh, wait a minute. I got to turn on your mic. Hold on.
Oh.
I got to go through the motions here. All right. Try that now. There you
Hi,
go.
Griff. Hi, Lee.
And tell us who you are.
I'm Molly Prosser.
Oh, welcome back, Molly.
Yes, I know. Thank you for having me back.
Well, we're so surprised. And you know Debbie Weeder from Vacaville, California, known as the Book Kiosk?
Yeah.
She's on the line with us, Molly.
Oh, great.
Say hello to Molly, Debbie.
Hi, Molly. Nice to meet you.
Hi, Debbie. Nice to meet you, too.
I'll do this other. Debbie, Molly. Molly, Debbie.
Can we take Debbie's question or comment first and then
talk
to Molly?
Sure.
Hey, Debbie, what's your question or comment today?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to comment on the death pile situation. Before my husband lost his job, he wanted to get a dumpster and unload the garage and all my death piles. And I said, no. Now that his job ended, he appreciates them. And so my death piles have improved like fine wine. They've increased in value.
All of a sudden, he saw the worth. He's out of work. He's going to sell on eBay.
Good for him.
Oh, he does.
I like
it. He is loving it. I've had some of my, I'm a hoarder, I face it, but we have a house big enough that I could hold it, you know, but I pulled a plush out one day and sold it for $65. I pulled a coffee mug off my shelf that I thought was worthless and sold it for $25, the Speedy Gonzales. We just sold one of those wheels that you put on a metal Christmas tree that I bought at a state sale 5 years ago. We sold it last night for $79. So I don't think death piles is such a horrible thing if you could keep them under control.
Who's the guy in the Bible that came back to life?
Lazarus.
I'm not talking about Jesus.
But Lazarus.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Debbie, thank you. That's funny. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. So her death piles came back to life.
Basically. I wasn't going to call them death piles, but I like that.
Yes.
I think death piles are something you sit on.
Yeah.
Right?
No. No, Molly, it's been quite a morning, honey. I'm so glad you're here because
he has focused on the backside.
He has been out of control completely.
What are you saying, Lee? I'm not out of control.
So,
I'm me.
Molly, you hustled over to the studio.
Oh.
Apparently, you have something to tell us.
Yes, I holiday hustled over
yes,
to the studio.
She did the hustle.
So explain holiday hustle to us.
Yeah. So holiday hustle is our newest marketing campaign. You'll see it on our social channels, our eBay for Business blog and our eBay for Business Facebook social channels. And we are kind of going into illustration, and we're illustrating these cute little scenarios that you as sellers may be facing during this crazy busy period. And we're illustrating them in a fun way, and we're hoping that they make you smile and that you share your holiday hustle with us.
Griff's got his holiday hustle on.
Yeah, I'm, doing it.
Griff's always hustling.
So what inspired eBay to create the holiday? I mean, did you guys sit around one day and say, you know?
There's a disco song on the radio.
Yeah.
Say, hey, we could work that into some campaign.
How did it happen? I love it, by the way.
Actually, our inspiration was sellers. So they were talking about, you know, when holidays come up and they talk on social about this, like what happens, you know, dinner kind of falls by the wayside and, you know, they wear the same clothes for like 3 weeks and, you know, like puppies are photo bombing their, listing shots and all that kind of good stuff. And they were talking about this and we wanted to really tap into that and say like, yeah, we hear that and we wanted to show it, to them in a fun, cute way so that they could get it and, you know, feel like, you know, it's an opportunity for them to smile in this crazy busy period.
Wow, I love it. So who drew the illustrations?
It wasn't me.
It was not Griff. No, it was our internal design team. So we have a seller design team, and they all had a part in it. I think each of them, there are about six of them, and each of them got to do a different one. There'll be about 14 Holiday Hustle illustrations for the next 14 days, for a period of 14 days, and they all got to do one or two of them, which is really exciting.
It's an interesting team. They're kept in the basement here at eBay. you know, we bring down food and water, but they're not let out until they've completed their task.
That's right. So. They have to do something. They have to draw something, and then they can leave.
That's right.
Yep.
So it's how only, do only you smart. Holiday hustle?
I don't know. How do you mean, how do you or me?
So bubble wrap bandits.
Yes. So
that's
our first one.
So cute.
Yeah. Our first one is the bubble wrap bandits, and it kind of taps into this truth of like, you know, you're listing and you're packing and you're doing all this stuff. And you've got kids, you know, maybe, and a lot of our sellers always say that they can't ship because they don't have any bubble wrap that their kids haven't popped already. So that was what we were trying to showcase there, is that you might have helpers who aren't so super helpful.
How about 12 days of yoga pants?
Yeah. Exactly. That's another one we hear. You might
that
not
one
be
confused me because I thought
Griff thought they were doing yoga.
I thought it was yoga, and I had mentioned that I don't like to go to
so
yoga.
So what is your seller uniform, Griff?
Mine?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm wearing, because I have to go out to the garage, so I can't, like, I can't traipse out there in my underwear and slippers.
I see. So you have a garage. That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I live in a gayborhood with a garage.
I see.
Right.
So 12 days of yoga pants, we can certainly all relate to that in one way or the other.
Yes.
Are these Lulu moms?
I would like to call it 12 days without mascara.
Yep.
Same exactly. thing, right?
Fine.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much the same thing.
What happened to those spiders you used to have in your eyes?
What?
Anyway. It seems today I'm really good at stopping radio shows.
Because he says things, I don't know. Now I'm putting spiders in your eyes in Google.
It's mascara.
Oh, spiders in your, oh, okay.
Is that what, is this the same mascara?
It says flashes of light or black floaters that look like spiders. I have those.
You do?
Yeah, I have.
Have you seen a doctor?
I have floaters. I did.
You better go now.
Yeah. Nothing you can do about it.
It's serious. You throw them little life preservers.
See what I'm going through today, Molly?
I know. It's hard.
It's very hard.
Well, I can go back to lower colonics if that'll
make you feel better. Can the sellers see the Holiday Hustle post?
Yes. Please go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/eBayForBusiness. Or you can follow us on the eBay for Business blog. And that's just eBayForBusinessBlog.com. And we hope that you share your holiday hustle. Let us know if these are resonating with you or if you've got different holiday hustles that you're dealing with. We'd love to hear.
I thought I just went there. eBay for Business,
Mine didn't go there right away for the first time. It went to some funny-looking pages.
Oh, no, it's going to go to community.
Yeah, it'll go to the community page, and then you can find us. With
There's
the
Holiday Hustle.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They have boxes with stickers. I love those stickers. I got some of those stickers from the sticker store here on eBay.
Yeah.
And I sticker them all over the boxes. They look like
stickers on boxes.
Stickers
Good.
On boxes.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it.
So this is cute. So another holiday hustle would be, you know, trying to get the right toy for the right person or something mm-hmm. like that. I don't know.
Because
that's what I'm going
one?
Through right now is, okay, I've got a spreadsheet. Here's my list. What did I buy for this one so far and that one? And
oh, did I pre-tease it?
I think the cat in the box might be coming up.
Yeah,
I'm
there's
sure
one about
it's not
you know
up
how,
already.
You know how cats like to get into side boxes?
I didn't
And
know
I said,
that.
I thought, well, what happens if you accidentally ship the cat in the box to a customer?
Has that ever happened, I wonder?
I don't know.
One cat, I saw a thing about a cat that was in a moving van. Was it a cat?
Was
or
it
a
driving?
Dog? It was in one of those boxes that they pick up, those pods.
Yeah.
You know, they pick them up and store them for you, and then when you get to the place you want, they come and bring them to you. And the cat was still alive in the storage, and it had been like weeks or something. I don't know what was going on with that cat. Yeah.
Oh, that poor cat.
Dehydration and something else, but yeah, it was on TV.
Oh, somebody's face got scratched.
Oh, bad.
That's very sad.
So, okay, so you guys are just dreaming up all these wonderful creative things. Is that what you do all day?
Yeah, well, actually, what we do all day is think about the messaging that we're putting out to our sellers. So we're creating emails and ads and placements for the homepage and all that kind of good stuff. Like, that's kind of our everyday. But we also get to do these really fun campaigns where we think about how to engage with our seller in, you know, more meaningful and fun ways that hopefully they'll bring into their everyday as well.
So it says here, what's the holiday hustle? The holiday hustle is when you're running your business while running between all your seasonal commitments. It's drinking your sixth cup of coffee before 10 a.m. so you can power through a listing or shipping session. It's early days and late nights, the sound of popping bubble wrap filling your mind when you try to sleep, and having so many boxes in your house, visitors assume you must be moving. This is good.
You are. You're moving
this
merch.
This is perfect.
Yeah.
I like it. Listen, Molly, we love having you on.
I love being on.
You need to be a regular now. You've been here 2 weeks in a row. You're a regular now.
You're a good sport and an excellent victim.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Well, I will pop in anytime.
Please just let me know. Please. We don't have to let you know. You let us in. You just pop in.
Okay.
Yeah, you can just pop in and then we'll play
We say that, but you know the score.
Right. No. We're totally spontaneous.
Yeah, totally.
Don't break that illusion.
So what do you want sellers to do when they get to facebook.com/eBayForBusiness?
Well, I would love for them to comment on the Holiday Hustle posts. Let us know if, you know, they're facing the same holiday hustle, or if they're not, what are some holiday hustles that they are facing so that potentially next year we can do this again and you know, use their ideas.
I like it.
Molly, what's next?
Oh, if I told you that, I'd have to kill you.
I don't know. It's good. We'll wait. We can't wait.
Yes.
Come back.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Molly.
Bye.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping, more time selling. We're listening for your call. Where is it? 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
When it comes to listing an item on eBay, it literally pays to know what you've got and what it's worth. Knowledge isn't just power, it's profit. That's why you need WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the largest online resource for researching and valuing antiques, art, and collectibles. Their huge database goes back 10 years and includes more than 300 million items and images, complete with realized prices. That means how much each item actually sold for, and that's just for starters. WorthPoint also offers a detailed catalog of maker's marks, patterns, autographs, and other identifiers. Plus, you get access to their extensive library of reference books and price guides. And thanks to their free mobile app for iOS and Android, you can carry the power of WorthPoint right in your pocket wherever your sourcing travels take you. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
The portability of today's online business makes entrepreneurship more liberating than ever. Think about it. Couples RV across the country, product sourcing and selling on eBay all the way. Many couples travel or even move overseas, and their businesses on eBay hardly miss a beat. Then there's the coffee shop crowd and the sit on a rock on the beach and list gang. To discover a taste of this liberation, move around your house. Bring a laptop outside on the porch or sunroom for an hour during the day. Try the Wi-Fi at the nearest coffee shop or, yes, even the beach. Today, the world really is your office.
This retail moment was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6bit stores your item info forever. 6bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6bit software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Listen while you list.